Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
So I titled this episode what we were planning on talking about 3 days this week. So maybe we'll actually get to it.
We're going to get right into it because we teased it too many days.
Both feet right into it. Hey, just so you know, this podcast is open to all genders. Gender fluid, gender neutral, gender park, gender drive, gender low two, gender four-wheel drive, whatever you're into. Listen to the podcast.
We're all for inclusion, and we love you, be you. But now I think it's gone a little too far. Jackson shared a story on his Facebook page, and I got to pull it up because the comments were great. A skateboard that's gender neutral. And people were, including Jackson, were like, okay, this is ridiculous. Skateboards are already gender neutral.
Yes.
Don't try to, what were you saying? Like, market on something.
They're trying to pander.
That's right, pander.
Yes, they're trying to pander to a certain group of people by sounding woke.
Yes.
Now, this skateboard is available at a big box store. And what I stumbled upon it is, every night before I go to bed, I watch skateboard videos. And one of my favorite skateboard channels on YouTube is called Braille Skateboarding. And they had a video that said, we're going to test out the gender-neutral skateboard with Emma, who's one of the skaters in their crew.
Okay.
And they start off and they said, hey, Emma, what kind of board do you skate? And she skates one of their brand, a Braille skateboard. And they said, is it gender neutral? And she goes, well, yes, because every skateboard is. And the joke on it is there's no reason for that. Like, there's this board is no different than any other than it's made out of crap. Like, it's marketed like crap. And it's made out of junk. Like, the first trick they did, they bent the trucks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, which are usually made of metal. They're like a plastic type of truck.
Oh.
So not only is this marketing company a bunch of just holes, they're also producing a crappy skateboard. And it just sucks that we're in a world now where, you know, is Isuzu going to come out with a new Isuzu gender-neutral trooper? Like, are we going to have do I need to buy a gender neutral TV? Like, I don't, is your coffee cup gender neutral? There's red and white polka dots on there. I mean, does that represent me? Is that toxic masculinity?
Right.
You know, we're jumping the shark on this stuff. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, I shared on the show during Tantrum Tuesday that my six-year-old son was having a tantrum when his sister picked out the Little Mermaid for a movie night. And he's yelling, no, this is a girl movie. This is not a boy movie.
And my favorite line ever.
Yeah.
It's not for me.
Yes. Because I'm like, okay, we're in 2019. As a parent, what am I supposed to do here? What makes it a boy movie, Bryce? Like, that's a dumb question. This is stupid.
Yes.
I can say, yeah, you're right. It's mermaids. It's more of a girly movie. Stella, your sister, loves it. Shut up and let's watch it. But no, it's 2019. He should be painting his fingernails and growing out his hair.
Yes.
And he could be a boy / girl wearing a dress. I don't know what to do. I'm so confused.
There's someone right now that's thinking, well, Steph, all you're doing now is just forcing masculinity on him by letting him think like that. No, not at all. He hasn't gotten those ideas from anywhere. Your husband doesn't walk around the house going, boy stuff, boy stuff, boy stuff.
That's right.
It is who we are as an animal. Guys tend to lean towards guy stuff. Girls tend to lean towards girl stuff. Now, there, of course, are some in between. Whenever you say that, someone goes, oh, well, my daughter likes trucks, so you're wrong. Okay, great.
Love it.
But if we're going to go ahead and take statistics and take a large group of people, the large group of boys are going to be with the trucks.
Yeah.
The large group of girls are going to be with the mermaids. Now, the girls that like the trucks and the boys that like the mermaids, that's fine.
Yeah.
But you're what known as an outlier in statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to stop getting offended when you find yourself being an outlier or when you find yourself in the gender group that you are. There's nothing wrong with that.
And then when you are part of the minority, that's fine too. Like, yeah, I'm a girl who likes trucks. Cool, roll with it.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, now all girls come and join me and like trucks.
This is something.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
does that make sense?
This is something I fight all the time with stand-up comedy. In the stand-up comedy community here in Madison, there's a lot of people that are mad that most of the comedians are white dudes. Well, here's the deal. Most comedians on the planet are white dudes. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Most masons, people that lay bricks, I would have to assume, are dudes. Okay? There's not someone who's running a bricklaying company going, I'm not hiring girls. They're going to hire whoever can do the job.
Yep.
With stand-up comedy, it's the same thing. Now, I'm not saying that there's not sexism out there and there's not issues like that. But to pretend that only certain people are allowed to do something nowadays is so disingenuous. And all it does is sell divisiveness and try to get someone to sell their agenda is what it is. Someone one time posted, we need to get more women in stand-up comedy. And I went, okay.
So the women who want to do stand-up comedy, come on out.
Do we kidnap them? How do we do that? How do you try to get someone to be into something that they're not into? Oh. I've been a part of the comedy community for 10 years. I've never heard anyone say women can't do stand-up. Or our club is run by two women whose father was an immigrant who still speaks broken English, came here to this country with nothing. They're in the probably most liberal city in the world.
Yeah.
And the club is called sexist all the time.
What?
Yes. And
oh
here's the deal.
Gosh.
It's women who aren't funny.
Thank you.
Who don't get to go on stage.
Thank
if you're
you.
Not funny, you don't get to go on stage. Letting you on stage just because you're a woman, pandering.
Bam.
That's sexist.
Thank you.
That's 100%
Mike,
sexist.
Drop on that, Jackson.
Yes.
I totally agree.
And it's always, what's funny is the women who are funny, they don't have to fight for stage time. They get stage time. The women who don't, they then have to blame something else. It couldn't be because you're untalented. I can't play on the Packers. It's not.
You
I
can't,
don't look,
Jackson.
I don't look around and go, well, it's got to be because I'm a white guy. No, because I'm not an elite athlete.
Exactly.
I just
That's
don't understand everyone
too.
Trying to find
yeah.
a way to blame someone else for their own shortcomings. And that's 100% what it is. It can't be me, because I know I'm talented. My friends tell me I'm talented.
Right.
Well, your friends are lying to you.
My mom tells me I'm talented.
That's what's so great about Simon on American Idol. And everyone used to give him so much crap. And on America's Got Talent.
That. You're right.
You know, he's so mean. No, he's letting people know you're not talented. So stop doing this.
Yes.
Start doing something else. Doesn't mean you're not talented in some other way, but this ain't going to work out for you.
Get back and practice more.
Practice.
Do something else.
That's right, because this is not going to work out for you. Go back to the drawing board. Don't blame me because you're bad. Like, that's not my fault you can't sing. It's not the comedy club's fault you're not funny.
Yep.
That's your fault. And it's not also the comedy club's fault that your friends keep telling you you are funny. Maybe get friends are going to be real with you. You know, do I look fat in these pants? They don't want to tell you yes. You know?
They say, why don't you try these pants instead?
They just go, oh, yeah, that was good. That was good. You did good. Yeah, you did good. You did good.
I like Northwoods John comment going back to something I think you said too, that when it all comes down to it, we're all animals.
100%.
Oh, my God, 9797.
What did he say?
Well, you could play on the Dolphins.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, the Browns have called me twice this week. Yeah.
Yesterday, when we were getting done with our morning show, one of our callers named Scott, he set it up so nice. He's like, hey, Jackson, now that we're a few days removed, how about that game on Sunday?
I don't know what he's talking about.
And he purposely waited. He's like, he said such a funny line that he doesn't want to poke the bear. He wants to let the bear. Well, how do you say it? Do
some,
you remember?
Some along the lines of let the bear lay sleep for a little while or hibernate or something along those lines. Albert was very nice. I got to send him a hat. Our friend Albert in San Diego, we had a little bet and I lost. Badly.
Ooh, do you have
I lost so bad I should probably send him two hats. That's how bad the Steelers got beat in that game.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, going back to it being Friday the 13th, we're about to jump on our show and something Jackson's doing today to commemorate Friday the 13th.
And something you could do if something. Steph, maybe you can jump in. Come on now.
Not doing it. Not
give me your first
time.
We'll go down there as a group.
Nope.
Come on, Steph. Belly on up. Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. It is Friday the 13th. There is still a flash flood watch until 7 a.m. A lot of heavy rain overnight. So if you see standing water, just try not to drive through it. Just be safe. Today is going to be pretty nice. High of 69. It's 70 at 542.
Today's Friday the 13th, and Jackson is about to do something that I don't think I'll ever do.
Also, and you seem to be very opposed to me doing this for whatever reason.
I'll tell you in a minute
so
why.
From
okay.
Friday the 13th, if you are someone who likes tattoos, it is a holiday for tattoo shops and people with tattoos. And tattoo shops all around not only this city, but around the nation are offering cheap tattoos. Anywhere from $13 to $75. And it's usually what's called a flash tattoo. It's a style. Like one of the original styles of tattooing. It was flash.
Okay.
So, and usually they have a sheet you can pick off of, a few sheets with, you know, probably about 200 different tattoos, and you can pick one. So what I decided to do is take a few of those sheets, combine some of the tattoos that I plan on, because I plan on getting one today. Now, we're going to give you a chance to pick my tattoo.
You get to pick Jackson's tattoo.
Yes. I'm going to go see our friend Corey over at Isthmus Tattoo and Social Club on State Street. But again, a lot of tattoo shops in town are doing this same thing. So if you have a favorite shop, call them up today. It's usually walk-ins only. But there's a nice selection on there, about 9 of them to choose from. And the votes are really rolling in on Facebook right now.
So the reason I was kind of opposed to it is because these are, can I be honest?
Yeah.
These are the very cliche tattoos.
Yes.
I'm surprised mom with a heart around it isn't on your sheet.
Well, that's not a Friday the 13th kind of tattoo. Some of these are off the wall.
Okay.
But, you know, like a little bit weird.
Like a bleeding heart.
Yes.
A rose.
Yes,
what
I
is
like
that,
the
a
rose.
Dove?
No, that's a swallow. That's a very traditional tattoo. My wife actually has one of those. Most people that are heavily tattooed have a few of those. Usually find them up on your shoulders, on the front part of your shoulders, or on tops of hands. That's a very, very traditional
tattoo.
And
you're not a cliche kind of guy.
Not usually,
so that's why I'm like, why don't you save your money and do something for another tattoo another day.
But we only live once. And I've never gotten a Friday the 13th tattoo.
Oh, you never have?
No, this is my first one doing that. My wife's brother has probably 6 of them. He gets one every single year. And I've always wanted to, but I just never have had the time to. And I figured this year, heck, why not?
Well, so, on our Facebook page, you can see the 9 tattoos that Jax is going to choose from based on your votes. And gee, I wonder which one is going to win today in Madison, Wisconsin. There's a block of cheese.
Yeah.
Of course the votes are going to come in for the cheese.
Before I got all the sheets, I had 7 of them on there. And there's a cup of coffee that looks like it's a skull, but it's coffee. That one won. And then there's a shark, a weird shark that came in 2nd. That one started off as an early favorite today, but that block of cheese, that one's really taken off, and it looks like I might be getting a block of cheese tattooed on my leg today.
Maybe near a vein, since you say cheese runs through your veins.
That's what I'm saying. So go to our Facebook page and vote on whichever tattoo, and if you're into tattoos, call your local tattoo shop. It's Friday the 13th. Let's celebrate. Nothing wrong with, nothing. Sometimes I like to do some things that are traditional. Sometimes I like to be part of the group.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I wear pants, don't I? You know, I mean, I'm a human being.
Very true.
I'm a human being.
You're not buying the gender neutral skateboard.
That's I'm gonna get that tattooed on me. You know, there's also,
is that a gender neutral hunk of cheese that you're gonna get tattooed on you?
It leans more towards,
you know what,
feminine.
It is, because yellow and green. When you're having a baby shower and people don't know the sex of your baby, they're like, well, crap, now I don't know what to get for color clothes.
Purple. I thought it was purple.
Purple's too girly. That means a girl.
Is it really? I thought purple was the way to go.
It's green, yellow, red.
Go
those
orange.
Are like neutral orange.
Go
that's
orange.
A neutral.
Yeah.
So what are the neutral colors now? There are no neutral colors, right?
That's
live
a thing.
The rainbow.
Let them free. My favorite color is pink. My bike, I don't know, you saw my bike that I had over at the tailgate.
Yeah?
Yeah, my bike is bright pink. I painted it that way. Like my wife goes, what are you doing? I went, oh, I always wanted a pink bike. So I have a BMX bike, and it's very bright pink.
And how do you feel if people says, oh, you're a boy with a pink bike?
So I was at a wedding. I do weddings. And my old shoes I had a pair of Adidas shell tops. It's a style of shoe. And they were the monochrome pink, which means every single stitch on this shoe, even the bottom, everything was pink. Bright pink, beautiful shoes. I loved them. And I wore them to a wedding a few times. And, you know, you always got to get, you know, God's going to give you a hard time. Yeah, pink shoes. So I said, hey, what's worse, being the guy wearing the pink shoes or being the guy getting his ass kicked by the guy wearing pink shoes? he looked at me and I was like, what about me? It makes you think that I give a crap about what you think. And you're going to keep on going at me? I'm not afraid of you. Like, whatever.
And that's the way to do it,
that's
Jackson.
Right.
I like it.
That's right. Mm. There's nothing wrong with wearing. What's funny is my daughter Isabel, does not like the color pink.
Hmm.
Yeah. She's it's too girly, she says. So, whoa. She's woke.
She's woke.
Yeah.
I think we should wrap up today's episode with something that you did say to your daughter, Lily, though, when she was about to go to school, like, wearing something crazy. I loved what you said to her. I thought that was such a good parenting moment where I'm like, yes, more parents should be like you. With what you said to her.
So first off, I was on both sides of the spectrum. I am not proud of it, but I was probably a little bit of a bully at one point. And I was also bullied.
Yeah.
I was a weird kid. One day, Lily comes. She's going to go to school, and she's wearing a tail and cat ears. Yes. And I don't mean like a small tail.
And
I mean like a tail.
It wasn't Halloween, right?
No, it's like a regular day.
Yep.
And I was like, you're going to wear that? And she goes, yep. And I went, okay, I just want you to know that you're probably going to get picked on. Well, why do you say that? I said, because I'm going to make fun of you all day. Like, if you'd have came to school when I was going to school, I'd have been like, well, wearing you out all day today. You're wearing a tail. You made yourself a target. That doesn't mean don't be weird. Be weird. But also, when people notice you, don't be surprised by that.
Correct.
Like, I'm covered in tattoos. I can't be surprised when people look at me because I'm covered in tattoos. I didn't wake up one day and like, oh my God, how did this happen to me? You know, I wasn't born with, you know, with a deformity, you know, or anything along those lines. I did this to myself. So if you're going to make yourself a target, then don't be surprised when you become a target.
Thank you.
And that was what I told her. I was like, yeah, I'd make fun of you all day long. She wore blue lipstick. One day. Boy, the jokes the kids were making too. And I was like, well, I'm glad kids still got their sense of humor.
Yes.
I was not upset by it. I was like, you got to expect it. You're wearing blue lipstick.
Yes.
Like, what, you know? And the jokes are exactly what you think they'd be. And I laughed.
I already have one in my head.
Yes.
Does it involve a Smurf?
Yes.
Okay,
does.
Thank you.
And God.
Thank you.
Dang, did I laugh. She goes, you're not going to believe what the boy said to me. And I went, bet I can. Bet I can.
But see, the majority of parents nowadays in 2019 be like, how dare those kids bully my child who went to school wearing blue lipstick? It's like, that's not being bullied.
You're asking for it.
Yes.
You're asking.
It's a learning experience.
That's right.
She needs to know how to laugh along with those jokes or be like, yay, that was a good one. And guess what? That shuts the kids up right away. If you say, aha, you got me. That's a good one. Go on to your class. Thank you very much.
I used to have long hair. I used to pull my hair into pigtails. And people would say stuff to me. Hey, whatever. Okay, cool. My hair's in pigtails.
Right.
I'm aware. Like, yes, I figured that was going to happen. I didn't do that to blend in. I did it to stick out.
Thank you.
And if you're gonna stick out, well, get ready to stick out.
Roll with it. Have fun with it.
Wear it. That's exactly right.
Wear it.
Yes.
Wear that badge.
That's
snap,
right.
Snap.
Well, thank you so much. I think we covered a lot of good stuff today.
Yes.
I think it feels good. Is that all you got?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do have one more thing real quick.
Yeah, what do you got?
If you're listening to this podcast today on Friday the 13th, you'll see Jackson's tattoo that he ends up getting tomorrow. If you're in the Madison area, come out to Laughs and Brews at the Comedy Club. 8 p.m. start. Tickets available at the door. So we'll see you out there.
Yeah, tickets are probably going to stop going on sale online later this evening around midnight because I have to get a list printed off. But you can still buy your tickets at the door tomorrow. They're only $10 tomorrow. They're $8. Right now, if you go online to Q106.com or just go get them there. Our text line is a little goofy, so I can't give you that. But go to Q106.com. Yeah. They're only $8, includes a free beer. I got some great comics coming out. I'd love to see you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Coach's Club, 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Come a little early. Grab a drink and a spot, and I'll see you there too.
Steph's going to be there. I'm very excited because you got a great laugh too. It's going to be.
Oh, God. I didn't think of that.
Oh, Steph's laugh is going to make the show. Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.